And now, we return to the purveyors of real estate knowledge, your Real Estate Chalk Talk.
Hey there, welcome back to the program. Thanks for staying with us. This is your Real Estate Chalk Talk with the Hittner Group. HittnerGroup.com, H-I-T-T-N-E-R Group.com, 612-627-8000. If you want to get a nice new home, 612-627-8000. We have Trent Johnson in the studio with Patty Zuzak at Fieldstone Family Homes. And we've been, over the last few weeks, been chatting with builders because that's the savior, if you will, of our inventory problem. We have to build out of it because there just isn't enough houses on the market. People are coming in. We got people moving to the area. Homes get obsolete, and we need to build new. So Fieldstone Family Homes, I want to just talk a little bit, about your kind of your history, where you grew up in the building business, right?
Yes, we did. Fieldstone Family Homes is a company that is myself and my two brothers. We started Fieldstone in 2008, right around April, right around right now.
Yep.
Good
timing.
We came together, right? We came together, and like you said, our father and mother were both in the industry.
Right.
Our mother was a broker since 71. Our father had a building background since 77. We came together all from different backgrounds. I had one brother who was in the financial industry, stockbroker, venture capitalist. Another brother who was working actively in the industry, mm-hmm. as well as myself, in some different companies. We came together and decided we wanted to start a construction company.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, the market, the environment for builders in 2008 was not
that great.
Thriving,
yeah,
not to say the least.
Coming off a little bit of a gut punch.
It was coming off of, I think, the biggest gut punch we've ever been involved in.
Right.
So we started small. We got one development out in Shakopee, pulled together some financing, some private financing, built a model. We had all of our agents working out of that one location.
Mm-hmm.
We were open from...
Where was that?
In Shakopee.
In Shakopee.
So we were right across from the high school over there.
Oh, really?
Where it was a big field of empty lots.
Mm-hmm.
We put the house in the ground. We had agents working there from 9 in the morning till 9 at night, double shifting. We had the house lit up
at
nighttime like a Christmas tree, and people were coming in all hours of the day. We were just kind of scratching deals together and building just four of us in the company. We grew organically. The first year we probably did four.
Mm-hmm.
Next year we did, 25 and then 40 and then 60. We've stayed right in that 60 to 100 range ever since then. Our goal from day one was not to be the biggest. That's not our goal. Our goal is to be the best. Deliver each home to the family exactly the way they want it.
You say you want to stay in that area then.
Yep.
So you have a calendar when you schedule out that calendar, and when you're full, you're full. And you just say, we can't build anymore this year?
I wish it was that easy, mm-hmm. yes. If I could just even flow construction out and build, one every 3 days, it would be absolutely
perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
I would like that, too.
That's exactly how it is.
Sell a house every 5 days or so.
But if, as you know, the spring market, especially for builders, we have two parade of homes. We're coming up on the last weekend of the current parade of homes, and the spring market is definitely our Super Bowl for the year.
Mm-hmm.
The fall market is great. It's there. We get some tire kickers, a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
But the deals we're going to convert, we meet 70% of those people in this parade of homes.
Okay.
And then convert them throughout the year. So all hands on deck. We have to be
What's
ready,
your cycle
ready to
then?
Sell.
What's your build time?
From dig to move in, we're back to down to 120 days.
Okay.
That was extended a little bit when we had the COVID problems with the supply chain.
Yeah. Have those issues kind of resolved themselves?
They have definitely.
Yeah.
Interest rates fixed that problem for us.
It was someone else's fault.
With a little bit of a slowdown, it actually everything caught up. We're pretty well back to.
How about with pricing, though? Do you see from, we had obviously a spike in material pricing.
Yeah.
Have you seen some pullback in certain types of materials, or are things just kind of like, oh, well, this is the new pricing category. There's no going back.
It matters what materials you're talking about. We had some aggressive increases during that time of, mm-hmm, of the early stages of COVID with windows and cabinets and the bigger companies not being able to fulfill orders and just increasing prices to try to
slow down
maybe the production that they weren't able to meet at that time. Those are definitely starting to come down. We did find some new relationships in that time,
yeah.
Which have worked out really well. And we're, every day we're out purchasing, looking for new stuff, trying to find the latest and greatest, and also making sure we're buying the best we can so we can pass that value on.
I kind of like to talk about the product itself now.
Okay.
I'd like to know the difference, because I'm when you go into a development, are your developments, are they exclusive, or do you share with other builders, or how do you find land and how do you find places to build, first of all?
I would say we have a good mix of both.
Okay.
We have some builders that we work really well with, and we'll go in and split a development or find a piece of land that we want to, where we want to build.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring in a developer partner. Ask them to turn the dirt,
okay,
and then we'll purchase lots back from them.
Okay, so you don't do the development yourself?
Sometimes.
Oh.
Smaller pieces, pieces that fit for our portfolio,
okay.
Yes, we will, but most of the time we'll bring in a developer partner, and we use our resources.
What does that mean? Just because you guys all know this real good, what's a development partner mean? What does that mean? You said
someone
turn
who,
the dirt. What does that
someone mean? We know in the industry who specializes in development.
Okay.
We'll bring them in.
They
we'll
do
tell
the
them,
roads,
this is where,
curves.
Yep, this
yeah,
is where we're, okay. This, we'd love to build on this piece of land. What can you deliver lots for us?
Tools okay.
For us? So at that point, then we'll strike a deal with takedown. If we need to, we'll bring in another builder to fill out their timeline. We'll just kind of put the deal together.
How fast do you want to turn that development over? I mean, because you got carrying costs in there, so you all that's built into the price of the lot, and so you don't want to be stuck someplace for 4 years, you know, thinking that you're going to get out in two, because then you got pricing issues.
Right. And if we only had that crystal ball as well.
Okay.
You know, you figure out what you think the absorption rate is. You back into it.
Okay.
You look at the land price. You have to figure out what's selling currently. No different than when you guys are going to list
yeah.
a house. What can we deliver product for in this zip code? And does it make sense
mm-hmm.
With the price of the land and the price of the structure? Can we be competitive in that sweet spot? Mm-hmm. So it's really backing into the market, making sure we can put something out there that will be appealing and
that
will
makes
sell.
Sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So now when you go and say you partner up with you know, some builders that you have a relationship with, and you say, okay, guys, let's go in here. We've got 500 lots in here, and we're, you know, we got to split these up. How do you? Everybody's got their own style, their own floor plans and stuff. But let's face it, they're pretty similar. You know, when you got a four bedroom up two story, I mean, there's only so much you can do with it when you're constricted to a particular lot size and covenants and all of that stuff. How do you differentiate yourself then between you and another builder? Do you say, look, you guys build this price point, we're going to stay here, or it's just a slug match?
Well, you know, I think that's one thing we pride ourselves on is the design. We have designers on staff. Myself, my two brothers, we work really closely with them, and we do believe that we have a design for every lot size that's going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So we focus on our product. We're always have, one eye over across the street to make sure that we're still in the market with that, just like you do with the listing,
mm-hmm.
of course. But we focus on our design. We focus on the quality of people we have sitting in those homes. The amount of new construction knowledge that we have on our sales staff is off the charts.
Okay.
Guys that have been in the industry, gals that have been in the industry, whether drawing on the CAD systems or framing or roofing or being remodelers, things like that. We have a ton of years of experience there.
Tell me a little bit about how your product has evolved over the years, because you start out, you're building, a split entry house or a small two-story or whatever it is. Now you're building $1.5 million homes. You know, talk through a little bit in the last couple of minutes of this segment how that evolved.
So, first of all, my quick answer to that is they've gotten narrower.
Okay.
All of our designs have gotten narrower, and that's because of the cost of land.
Uh-huh.
Lots have to get narrower as the land price goes up and the fees.
So you're literally getting more lots per development is what the goal is.
You have
right?
to pencil it out to make the deal work. So they're getting narrower. But the long answer to that would be we pride ourselves on great design from 400,000 in the South Metro all the way up to 4 million on say Prior Lake or in Lakeville out on Acreage, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the whole gamut of price ranges.
Do you find that the soups then that you have special soup job soups that run the bigger ones and then you have other soups that will do the more production style?
No, I think all of our guys are top notch.
Oh, good.
One of my brothers manages that entire part of the company, and he's as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
I think,
plus, he scares him when he goes out there. He looks like he's going to kill you.
Well, Fieldstone Family Home, certainly right. A family business for sure, building homes in the South Metro and then on the outskirts as well, right? Infill lots,
yes,
lake
absolutely.
Homes, things like that. You can find them at fieldstonefamilyhomes.com. Patty and Trent are in studio. They're going to stick with us the next segment, so we'll talk more. Maybe Patty can get a word in edgewise when we return here. This is Real Estate Chalk Talk, 612-627-8000, hitnergroup.com.